त्रैविद्यामां सोमपः भूत् पापा यज्ञैरिष्ट्वा स्वर्गतिं प्रार्थयन्ते ते पुण्यमासाद्य सुरेन्द्रलोकम् अश्नन्ति दिव्यान् दिवदेवभोगान्। भगवद्गीता 9.20। कृष्णा is here analyzing how the various rituals and modes of worship within the Vedic tradition are connected with him, and here he is talking about karma kanda, and he will compare. Karma kanda usually involves worship of some of the devatas so that one can attain their abodes. So here Krishna will compare the worship of the devatas with his own devotional service. In this series of verses from 20 onwards till 27. So here he is talking about the process of worshipping the devatas. Traividyamam somapahapu tapapa traividya. For three Vedas, it can either refer to Rigsama Yajurevacha, that was mentioned earlier in this section itself, 2-3 verses earlier, and it can also refer to a Trai Dharma. Which will be mentioned in the next verse, Trai Dharma Manuprapanna. So Trai Vidya. So Dharma Artha Kama. The Vedas talk primarily about doing religiosity so that one can get material prosperity, dharma for artha, and then one can get kama. So that can be in this life where one gets wealth and enjoyment, or it can be in the next life when one goes to heaven and gets huge prosperity and gets to enjoy with the celestial damsels, the apsaras. Either way, so Krishna has talked about this earlier in the second chapter, and we will see here the difference in emphasis between the second chapter analysis and here. So before that, let's go over the verse. Traivedya mam somapaha puta papa. So somapaha, when they perform yagya, one of the rituals in the yagya is to drink somaras. Now many times some Indologists who have a reductionistic view of history claim that the somaras was the fruit of this tree or that tree, but actually somaras is a celestial beverage that manifests when one performs yajna properly. And that, what does it do? Puta papa. One becomes purified by drinking the somaras. It brands purification and it extends one's lifetime in one sense. Puta papa yagyair ishtva. Yagyair, they do yagya and they are worshipping me. Krishna says, mom, he has said in the previous life, ishtva swargatim prarthayante. Swargatim, swara refers here to swarga. So they want to attain swarga by worshipping through the process of yagya. Te punyamasadya surendra lokam. Te punyamasadya, they do a lot of punya, and asadya, after acquiring a lot of punya, surendra lokam. Surendra is the word here used to refer to Indra. Indra does not receive, the name Indra itself is not referred in the Bhagavad Gita anywhere. He is referred to by some other names. One of the names here is Surendra. Surendra Lokam. So one requires a huge amount of punya to go to swarga. But by doing such punya, one can go to swarga, Krishna is saying. Ashnanti divyan divideva bhogan. Ashnanti. One will attain, one will enjoy. Divideva bhogan. Divideva is an alliterative usage. This stresses the celestial nature of the enjoyment, which normally is meant for the celestials, devas, but manavas can also enjoy if they get karmically qualified. They bhoga huge amounts of enjoyments. And Krishna using the word divyan. Earlier the word divya was used to refer to janma karma cha me divyam. In 4.9 he said that my appearance and activities are divine, are transcendental. So the word divya can have multiple meanings based on context. Some places it can mean transcendental, some it can mean celestial. So as compared to whatever is available on earth, divyan. So divyan here refers not to transcendental but to celestial. And Krishna describes that these people, they enjoy celestial pleasures by doing the yajnas. So the significant verse is Mam Trividya Mam Somapaha Puta Papa Yagyair Ishtva. So Mam Yagyair Ishtva. The transitional verse that led to this section is 9.15, where Krishna said that Jnana Yagyena Chapyanya Yajanto Mam Upasate Ekatvena Pruthaktvena Bahudha Vishvato Mukham. So Jnana Yagyena Chapyanye. By Jnana Yagya, other people worship me. And one such mode of worship is Pruthaktvena Bahudha, that the one absolute truth manifested in many forms. So Krishna is referring to that notion here, where the people worship the devatas. And of course, not all worshippers of the devatas will have the same conceptions about who the devatas are and what their roles are. But in general, if they worship devatas according to scripture, they will be gradually elevated. So now Trividya, and so Krishna says that those who are worshipping the devatas, they are also worshipping him. How is that? Because ultimately, he is the source of everything and everyone. When he is the source of everything and everyone, it is he who should be the object of worship. And those who worship something other than him, or those who worship the devatas, they may be worshipping him indirectly. But then the problem of such worship is that our destination is determined not just by the object of our worship, but our conception of that object also. So here, if they don't understand that Krishna is the absolute truth, if they consider that all the other devatas are more or less equivalent to Krishna, we can worship any one of them, then they won't get the same result. So the result will be mentioned in the next verse, where Krishna will say that they fall back. Kshine punye martilokam vishanti. They fall back again. At this verse it is stating that te punyam asadya. Although one may attain punya, Surendra lokam. One goes to Indra's abode, but still it is not a lasting destination. Krishna is not being fanatical over here. He acknowledges that there are processes of karma kanda, and he acknowledges that those processes do work, because he does say they go to heavens. So fanaticism means we think that our way is the only way. Krishna doesn't say that. He says they go to heaven, but then they fall back. So now if there is a crossroad, to say that okay, this road goes only halfway to Mumbai, this road goes only 1/6 way to Mumbai, and this road goes to Mumbai. If you are at Pune and you want to go to Mumbai, now to say that only this road goes to Mumbai and these roads don't, that is not fanaticism. You know, that is education. Now if someone wants to go to some other place, that is fine. But to assume that all roads will lead to the same destination, and further to say that no, all road, to say that some road will not lead to a particular destination, to call that as fanaticism is actually foolishness. So Krishna is offering us education so that we can choose our destination. Krishna is not, there is no imposition over here. There is simply education for the purpose of intelligent choice. And to consider such education to be fanaticism is to deprive oneself of the empowerment of wise choices. Thank you.